This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, if you're looking for Aaron Rodgers to come in on his first day as a Pittsburgh Steeler and start predicting Lombardi trophies getting hoisted and all that stuff, that's not what you got. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. But that didn't mean he couldn't surprise us, Pearl. Rodgers maybe not talking a big game when it comes to football, being very zen about everything. I'm doing this for my spirit, my soul, not for my ego, but did reveal that he got married a couple months ago. Yeah. For a guy who famously has dated all these really high-profile women, this one went under the radar.
Yeah, kind of amazing. But if you think about it, every offseason the last several years, we've got some crazy Aaron Rodgers story. There was the first time we learned about ayahuasca. Last year, he was potentially on the vice presidential ticket in the 2024 election. I mean, that's pretty crazy, too. This time he comes back married. Like, if he plays another year, what could he possibly do to top this? This is incredible.
I'm afraid to find out. But I think there was, like, a message sent here a little bit yesterday, which is you're getting a different version, maybe. Not the guy who came to New York and started calling his shot and being Mr. Man About Town, sort of eligible bachelor stuff. And, I mean, you know, going to every sporting event and every hot new restaurant and all the Tony Awards, like all this very, very New York centric stuff. And now you're getting a different version. It's
but
an
he
Aaron's
does say he loves
thing.
Pittsburgh. Like he is trying to say, like, I'm a real yinzer, right? Like he keeps on going on. So he is kind of chameleoning to his city. It's interesting. Like he was trying to pretend to be a New Yorker. Now he's trying to pretend to be a Pittsburgh guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is. I mean, he feels like very California to me to get randomly married in March.
Wow. Why is that California?
I don't know. Is he hippy-dippy?
Like, oh, I thought you meant like a jet off to Vegas, like elope type of thing.
I mean, he's into plant-based drugs. Yeah, I don't know. This is a cliche about California, but doesn't some of this feel like California stuff? Green medicine, as it were.
I think it just sounds like Roger. I don't know if it's specific because
he's very California, though. He's from Chico.
Sure.
He lives in Malibu. I think there are a lot of alternative ideas about health out there. And honestly, he's in that lane.
Yeah. I think that could be California. I think there's a little of that in Austin, Texas. I think you'll find a lot of that in New York. I think you'll find that.
No. Well, come on. You kidding me? He's on the beach high on some drug contemplating dolphins. You can't do that in New York or Austin, Texas.
Maui?
He is.
I don't know.
He's on a journey. He's on a spiritual journey, and it's different out west.
He could be in the desert doing the same thing.
Yeah, he could definitely be in the. Oh, believe me, I'll bet you he's done some desert time. Maggie. You don't think he's been under
kind of
that
a quiet
that,
life?
That in Death Valley, looking at the stars.
Sure. I mean, in some ways, it sounds kind of great, but you know, the other part of this is it's just you're getting a different version. At least it seemed like it yesterday. Now we'll see how long before he makes a headline, because here's a question for you. And one of the big things about Rodgers, you know, beyond just like the iconic nature of the Steelers, he says he's familiar with this, paying for the Packers for all those years. He knows what it means to kind of be the steward of a really influential, meaningful franchise to many, many people. He also said Mike Tomlin, like he's had this respect for Tomlin. How do you think that relationship is actually going to play out, right? It's very brief, But sometimes people you feel like you'll get along well with, you feel like you want to work well with. Sometimes the reality of that may not match up. Like, he brought Devontae Adams back to New York, or you know, wanted Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams wanted to recreate college with Derek Carr. That didn't work out. Sometimes these ideas you have in your head might not actually work out in real life.
I know what you mean. I do feel like Tomlin will keep his hands off the offense. So it feels pretty safe. He won't be literally day-to-day coaching Aaron Rodgers. I just can't see these guys imploding. The other thing, Aaron Rodgers is in his 40s. He's settled down a lot. I think you're going to get a... I really do. I know you looked at me askance. I think he is, you know, I think he's volatile, less volatile now. I think he understands he's near the end. I don't expect fireworks personality-wise.
Wait 5 minutes. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen at the Steelers facility in front of like us, but the McAfee interviews and stuff like that, I don't know. He's on Rogan saying some crazy things. I don't know if he can help himself.
He sure seems to get along well with his teammates, though. He doesn't seem to be...
Well, it's day one.
No, I mean, I feel like I really don't see him being a locker room problem. It feels like the locker room is going to love him.
Well, here's the thing about a locker room. When you got 53 guys in there, you're always going to find some that get along. I don't think Garrett Wilson was a huge fan of Rodgers, but Quinnen Williams obviously was. So I think you could probably pull and get mixed on either side.
A lot of old dudes for him to hang out with in Pittsburgh. That's important.
True.
I've heard Rodgers talk about it. He doesn't really know how to talk to the 21-year-olds. But there's a lot of age. You know, this is not a young team, so I think it'll be fine.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. How's this going to work? Let's get to the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff.
It's time to feast your ears on Maggie and Perloff's Mount Olympus.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't check the final poll results from yesterday. Yesterday we did the city of Atlanta, the four sports gods from the city of Atlanta. How did we do here? Did Perloff beat me again? No?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I'm assuming so. Good because grief. You put up... What was the wild card you had on there yesterday?
75% to 25%.
Damn!
Wait, but because you had a mistake on yours yesterday.
I put Hank Aaron in Milwaukee and not in Atlanta?
No. What was
Dion? I put Dion on.
Who else did you have?
I had Dominique and I had Michael Vick. The only two we had different was you
Dion.
And Hank Aaron. And it you
was,
had...
Everyone loves Hank Aaron. That was a...
Who was the other one?
Maggie, I was like Greg Maddux on there.
Oh, I had Maddux.
Maddux, right. And I had Chipper. I actually think Chipper was more popular than Maddux. Because to me, Chipper is like a consummate brave. I think Dion got you in it. You did have Dion?
I did.
Because Dion wasn't really there that long.
I know, but you're playing for two teams at the same time in the same city. Anyway, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Atlanta. Today,
and let's not forget Shadow.
The four sports gods from Washington, D.C.,
right.
A place I lived for 4 years, had a great experience, got to learn a lot about the sports scene there, I feel. But again, it was now 20 years ago. Oh, that felt bad to say that.
Turned 28 on Friday, Maggie.
I know, Manny. I know. And I'm the only one out here trying to help you find a girlfriend. Pearl,
you are?
Why don't you go first here? Okay. You're four sports gods from Washington, D.C.
Okay, this is obviously challenging because... The first baseball team left, 80 years ago. They haven't had an NBA team since 1979. They have a good hockey team now, and the football team disappeared for 20 years. So, honestly, this is, to me, the most challenging city there is.
The Commanders!
I decided to go with a certain strategy. I know there's some famous coaches in this town, but I wanted to have one player from each professional sport. So, I start with baseball. I mean, if you're thinking Washington baseball, you might go to Bryce Harper or Juan Soto, but they didn't have a cool nickname like Walter Big Train Johnson, baby.
Wow, you're going back.
Walter Johnson, I read last night, he might be the greatest player in the history of baseball.
You read that somewhere?
Yes,
don't think you'd just know that if that was actually the case?
He is, okay, he was the 5-time ERA leader, 6-time win leader, 3-time Triple Crown winner, 2-time MVP as a pitcher, won the World Series, 12-time strikeout leader. Dude led the league in strikeouts 12 times. He had so many nicknames, like you didn't even know which one to stick. Walter Johnson, I mean, you think we got big-time pitchers now? You think Jacob DeGrom's hard to hit? You face Walter Big Train Johnson. Also nicknamed Barney.
What years was this?
So he dominated the sport from 1907 as a Washington Senator in 1927. 20 years in Washington. It's pretty good.
I didn't even know the lifespan was 20 years back then.
Manny.
Yeah, so Walter Big Train Johnson. He's one of those guys. It's like Cy Young,
yeah.
Walter Johnson, and a few other, Lefty Grove, a few guys who you don't really know what they looked like or what they did, but he's on my Mount Olympus.
Now, who's the guy who's got the famous baseball card, Hornsby?
Oh, Rogers Hornsby, yeah. And Honus Wagner.
Honus Wagner. Sorry, right. Honus Wagner.
But those guys, yeah, exactly. And, of course, Ty Cobb was more famous than all of them, and he didn't even make our Detroit Mount Olympus, but that's besides the point. Okay, then hockey's obvious. You have to, because he set the record.
TJ Oshie.
Hockey Ovechkin. I don't even think this one needs explanation. Now, I don't really think of Washington as a hockey town. I think of it as a football primary town. Mm-hmm. But they've made such strides lately with winning the Cup and having Ovechkin. And it seems, Maggie, you would know better, that he's pretty embraced by the community there. So that was an easy choice. Okay, now we get interesting. Got to put a Washington football player on there. To me, obviously, you got to go to the Joe Gibbs era. To me, the face of that team was not Joe Theismann. He was for a while. Was not the great Darryl Green, incredible player. It was John Riggins. And John Riggins running slow-mo in that Super Bowl down the sidelines on NFL Films is the ultimate Washington dynasty. This is a team that won three Super Bowls with three quarterbacks. It was never the quarterback.
Yep.
Those guys were all great, but it was Riggins who was the most consistent. And Riggins is the one who became the voice of the team after he retired. Now, listen, there's never been a crazier player in the history of the NFL, which is, he's awesome. He is the coolest, most unusual player of all time. Famously came in the league with the Jets and had a mohawk, but then he was dominant and would just run over you. They don't make him like John Riggins anymore.
He's look at Joe Gibbs' package in these shorts right here.
Now, the fourth one was tough. I wanted to put a Washington basketball player. So they've only won one title, and you have two choices. You go with Elvin Hayes or Wes Unseld. And I went with Wes Unseld because with that hair, he would look awesome on a Mount Rushmore / Mount Olympus. And also, he stayed with the team for a long time, was a coach for 6 years, had a Hall of Fame career, was a rookie MVP, which is rare. Although that might have been in the Baltimore area. I think the team moved around. Then he was finals MVP in 1978 when they beat the Seattle Supersonics to win Washington's sole NBA title. Wes Unseld is the man. He was like a sort of an early Charles Barkley, a 6'7 center who could compete with the taller guys. He's just one of those names that you know, Wes Unseld. So that is my very strange Washington Mount Olympus.
I'm incredibly shocked you didn't go with Russell Westbrook for your wizard.
Oh, my God. The Sixers played that Russell Westbrook Washington team. That was bad news. I wanted to do my favorite one. You know, did they have Weber and Rasheed Wallace as young players, and they just gave them both away for nothing? That franchise.
And Ben Wallace. I think at one point.
Yeah.
It's brutal. Basketball in D.C. Wes Unseld is the highlight.
Just to recap, I went Walter Johnson, Ovechkin, Riggins, and Wes Unseld.
That is a unique one.
Thank you.
I feel real confident on this one, and Pearl's been wiping the floor with me on these polls at Maggie and Pearl on Twitter and X, but I feel really good about this one because you mentioned it at the top, and then you didn't do anything about it. Coaches in Washington, D.C. are the gods. Two gods of sports in D.C. are coaches. First and foremost, the immortal John Thompson. John Thompson, number one, and the next person I'm going to say is going to be 1A. John Thompson, 1984 title, obviously. Three Final Fours. Six Big East championships when that actually mattered. And not just that, cultural icon. Perfect man for that city at that time. Mentor / father figure to so many of our favorite basketball players, including Allen Iverson, who is most likely not broke right now because John Thompson, helped structure his Reebok deal in a way that Allen Iverson couldn't blow all that money at the beginning and is still getting paid out from it. It's a legendary John Thompson story about AI and about helping his finances. I don't know if AI would have gone broke, but man, this really helped keep AI on the straight and narrow. He was that guy, and he was walking around D.C. It was like a magnet. John Thompson is a sports god.
We're talking about practice.
The second coach is Joe Gibbs. You mentioned it. Three Super Bowls, all with three different quarterbacks. So he became, along with John Riggins, you're so right about this. But Joe Gibbs, I mean, and they tried to bring him back. It didn't work, but he is the figure to have that kind of success and to not have it be with like your slam dunk, no doubt franchise quarterback, even back in that time when quarterbacks aren't what they are now. Amazing. And then has gone on to motorsports, which is not such a huge DC thing, but even he's had so much success. Sports god in DC, 100%. Ovechkin, had to go with you there. He is hockey. The city got so behind him, and he is just he was like nothing I'd ever seen when he got to DC. He's so much faster than everyone. The impact was immediate. He never left. When they finally won the Stanley Cup, he's in a fountain celebrating. They love his drunken antics and his commitment to DC. And then I'll go with Darryl Green. You said that he wasn't the face. Riggins was. We can split hairs, but Green was the better. It was so good. Hall of Famer, and just amazing, and has been very accessible even through a lot of dark years with Daniel Snyder. The high point there. There you go. So I have John Thompson, Joe Gibbs, Darryl Green, and Alexander Ovechkin. Those are your four sports gods, Washington, D.C.
Shocked that you left Big Train off there.
Can I tell you the other one who I think is actually a monumental figure in D.C. but didn't play there as long as Darryl Green or John Riggins or doesn't have the Hall of Fame accolades? It's Doug Williams.
Donovan McNabb.
Doug Williams is the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and Joe Gibbs being a champion for black quarterbacks, but then for him to do it, that is a huge deal in any city, but certainly DC for sure.
Doug Williams, big name. What about Jaden Daniels? Were we ready to put him on there? They're ready.
Creeping.
They're ready.
RG3 had a moment where it was going to be RG3. Remember they were making like the Obama type posters with RG3's face on it?
Wow, Jaden Daniels. Look at that. Could we have put Patrick Ewing or Allen Iverson on there? I mean, honestly, I know you guys think Iverson would be, but the Hoya paranoia was a massive story. Like Ewing would be.
Ewing. Dikembe Mutombo.
But Ewing just redefined everything. They were the biggest. Yeah. Georgetown Hoyas basketball was the biggest force in all of sports in 1985.
You're right.
Where Dikembe and Mourning and Iverson were all big in their own right, but it was the number one team. They were like the Fab Five before they changed everything.
But do you think maybe the shine is off of Ewing a little bit because of his bad head coaching tenure at Georgetown?
Mm. No.
I think it was a miscalculation whenever you hire a legend back like that. It is so hard, but Ewing wanted a job. He had toiled in the NBA as an assistant, could never get a head coaching job. He thought it was a big man bias, which I'm not actually sure is not. It might have been true, but then it didn't go.
Yeah.
It didn't go well at Georgetown. You're right.
Same happened with Mullen, and same happened with Drexler. I don't think it hurts his legacy as a player. They still love Drexler and Hughes. They love Mullen, I assume, at St. John's.
But nothing is bigger than Thompson.
Yeah, he was the face of that team. Because, you know, that's the thing with college. If you're putting college people on, the coaches stay for 35 years. The players come and go. But I do think Patrick Ewing with the T-shirt underneath at Georgetown, because he played on the ice right at Landover, he would have been pretty good. But you have to admit, this is a funny sports city. It really
to
is.
To have two coaches on mine, I have not done that yet, to have Joe Gibbs and to have John Thompson.
Yeah.
And for you to have to go back to 1901.
Well, it's funny. I've done that a lot in this. I went with, for the Yankees, I did Mantle, DiMaggio, and Babe Ruth. I mean, I think it's funny. Baseball lends itself. Like, we're more likely to have a player from 1928 than 2015.
Well, you could have gone with Steven Strasburg. You could have gone with Ryan Zimmerman, is actually Mr. National. He was there from the very beginning.
I don't know. That feels funny to put Ryan Zimmerman over Walter Johnson.
Well, the funny thing about Strasburg, who I think Strasburg or Bryce Harper maybe was on his way to being a sports guy in D.C., but then left to go to Philly, but Strasburg is interesting because he was the phenom, got there, and it was so weird in the beginning because he had this weird innings limits and he was getting hurt, and Scott Boras was a constant figure, but then they go on to win the World Series. And so it's like, all right, it finally paid off. Oh. They gave this huge contract and then he gets hurt again.
I think if you're going to do a national, it's got to be Scherzer.
But he wasn't even, he's a Tiger. He's
how long
national.
Was Scherzer there?
He was there for a while. He was there for 5 years. He won two Cy Youngs.
He was there 5 years?
And won the World Series.
And won a champion. Yeah.
I don't know, Ryan.
He's the guy.
But Detroit is kind of where he,
I feel like Strasburg's more of an icon than him because they drafted him.
Scherzer was way better.
Yeah, well, except that Strasburg got really hot in that 2019.
Yeah, no, Strasburg, I mean, Strasburg
actually,
was
Strasburg's
great
numbers are shocking. If you ever, you're like, you think he's a bust, like his,
no,
when he's on the field was great.
Yeah, when he pitched, but I mean, Scherzer was a bulldog. And again, he won two Cy, these are his Cy Young finishes in his years in Washington. Won it, fifth his first year, won it, back-to-back in 2016, 2017. Runner-up in 2018, third place in 2019.
I don't know. It feels like Ryan Zimmerman should be the representative for the Nationals.
Yeah.
Nobody's he was really
he
the
was,
guy.
He was elite.
But here's the thing, the secret here about baseball in that area, and I just know from being there for going to college there, everyone's an Oriole fan. I mean, the Nationals have done a great job considering, you know, coming back in 2005, I believe, was the first year, and, you know, building the fan base, and the park is packed and they won and all that, but so many people just gravitated to the Orioles. Like when we do Baltimore, we're gonna have tons of Orioles on our Mount Olympus.
Yeah, but, no, that's an interesting point. I actually
know, it's funny about that too, because I mean, you know, my fiance's family's from Maryland, and that is not the case with the Washington Commanders, and the Ravens have really taken over Baltimore. Like it has become a Baltimore Ravens town. There are some Commanders fans, but it's not like that with the Washington on the flip side, where there's all these Oriole fans in Washington. That's not the case the other way around.
Well, it's funny because there was a point when they were the different name in Washington where that was the hardest season ticket to buy. The wait list for a Washington Commanders season tickets were you had to literally wait out somebody to die.
Like yeah. The FBI did a undercover sting using getting Washington football tickets.
Crazy. So Daniel Snyder just ran it into the ground. And by the way, it took him a long time. He took 20 years to slowly leak all the dignity out of a very once proud franchise. And now, thankfully, it's coming back.
Yeah. By the way, did you guys look at guys, people from D.C. too? Because that would have... If I know we're not supposed to do this in Mount Olympus, but I'd be honest, and I'm claiming ignorance, I did not know Sugar Ray Leonard was from D.C., but I guess he's a big, like, I don't think of him like I think of Thomas Hearns from Detroit. Like, I wasn't aware of that. I didn't know Katie Ledecky was from D.C., but I almost
Her uncle owns the Nationals, no? But I didn't know she was from there either.
Yeah, I just
we get to Baltimore, Michael Phelps is famously from Baltimore.
Kevin Durant?
A lot of DeMatha guys.
He's PG County. That's the thing, though. D.C. is so tricky because who's actually D.C. and who's Maryland?
Yeah, would you consider Vic from what is Newport News?
No, that's
definitely Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
But Virginia.
No,
but
part
of Southern Virginia, though.
Yeah, I know, but which city is he closest to? He grew up a Washington fan, I think.
Yeah, he definitely dated for football. Where the University of Maryland is, where PG County, Prince George County, is a very tricky one. How do you do that?
Isn't that like 45 minutes from D.C.?
Less, but it's also Maryland.
Right. I mean, Baltimore is a big city in Maryland, too. Like, are they not Baltimore?
Well, but everyone knows the Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area. Right?
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying you get a lot of Baltimore fans who get pulled, right? And where are you actually from? But again,
but I think Durant is clearly from D.C. There's nobody saying he's from Baltimore.
He will tell you he's from PG County.
He skirts it.
He will tell you that.
Like it's its own universe, yeah, which kind of is.
When they ask him where he's from, he always says, I'm from PG County.
But he's Commanders fan, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to know the other person? I would say there was a moment when this person was absolutely a sports god, and I'm going to take you in the way back machine for this one. Juan Dixon. Dixon became a legend there. From there, crazy, sad story. Won a national championship with the University of Maryland. Juan Dixon at one point was a real big sports guy. Now I think he's on The Real Housewives of one of those things.
Oh, no, he's on Potomac. My fiance, she loves watching that show.
Of course.
Apparently he is not great on that show.
Oh, boy.
Lou Gehrig got left off New York, and we're thinking about putting Juan Dixon on
DC. I'm just saying. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Apologize to the legacy and memory of the Iron Horse there. Okay, we have, let us know, Mount Olympus, Washington, D.C., what'd we get right? What'd we get wrong? We also have a big rumor. It's out there percolating. Is there any truth to it? Get to that next.
We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Man. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. We have the Mount Olympus for sports gods for every major sports city. Challenging one today for me, at least, Washington, D.C. We were just debating. It's a strange area. You got Virginia, you got Maryland, you got D.C. proper, and you have kind of a up and down sports franchise, to say the least, Maggie. You did not put anyone from your alma mater, George Washington University. Yikadari was not considered.
Pops went to Bonsu, the whale killer. No, I didn't put Yikadari, may he rest in peace, or anyone from GW.
I have not been introduced to the whale killer. What?
Pops went to Bonsu? He's actually still in the league.
These are made up names.
I vaguely remember that guy. Mm-hmm. He killed a whale?
Scott Van Pelt got like really into, because he's from D.C. Actually, yeah. I wonder if Van Pelt could have been on this. Or the George Michael, the sports
SVP
machine.
SVP loves his DC sports.
He moved his show there, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about the four sports gods of Washington, D.C. So nobody cares about GW basketball, but there was this one guy who was this ferocious dunker, and his name was Pops Mensabonsu, which loosely translates to the whale killer, I believe. he was from, I think, Nigeria by way of London to D.C. GW's always had a really rich history of international players, but nobody cares. Meanwhile, John Thompson, though, did get on my my four sports gods, my Mount Olympus, along with Joe Gibbs. I put Alexander Ovechkin there, and also I put Darryl Green to represent the Washington football franchise for you, Pearl. Quickly.
Who's that? I went with Walter Big Train Johnson, of course, Wes Unseld, of course, John Riggins, and Ovi. Well, who was the guy? How about George Mason? Is that a D.C. school?
Technically, well, it's Virginia, but yeah, that would be considered D.C., and they have the team that went to the Final Four, Jim Larrañaga.
Larrañaga, yeah. I mean, we're really scraping for this city, in my opinion.
I feel like we got good names here. You want to tell the
you
history
of Darryl Green.
You want to tell the history of sports, in this country without Joe Gibbs or John Thompson? Good luck.
You don't think you could tell the history of sports in America without Joe Gibbs?
No. Three different quarterbacks for three different Super Bowls? That's unprecedented. It will never happen again.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. I feel like if I'm talking about the history of American sports, I start with Babe Ruth, then maybe the 50s Yankees, maybe get into the rise of the NFL.
70s Yankees.
Yeah. I don't know if Joe Gibbs is like fourth on the list.
PJ's in Atlanta has a good one that we love. PJ, who you have?
Yeah, you got to take Walter Johnson out and put in Art Monk.
Art Monk's
and
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, George Mason is in Fairfax, which is like 2-3 cigarettes from D.C. But
good way to put it.
Yeah, and Alvin Hayes, I mean, I know he played for Houston for a smidge, but he was great. And but yeah, everything else is fantastic. But take the baseball off. The Senators left in 69. Get out of here. Nobody cares. So
yeah, that's a good point.
You got to put Art Monk on there.
PJ, why Elvin? Would you do Alvin Hayes over Wes Unseld?
That is correct. Yep.
That's today's poll.
You want to know another one, PJ? It sounds like, obviously, you know a lot about this area. The head coach for the DeMatha basketball team is a really famous high school coach who's been there for like 30 years.
But that's Maryland. That's 40 miles north of D.C. That's DeMatha.
Is DeMatha that far?
It's 25 miles. So is Fairfax. I mean, you can, if you want to do the DMV, I mean, you can put Elgin Baylor in there because he's from D.C.,
yeah,
I'm going to put him in there.
We only put guys who are from there who did individual sports. We're kind of splitting hairs here, so that would have to be like a Francis Tiafo or something like that. Ledecky.
The city of D.C. is very small.
Yep.
So is, I mean, Dominique Dawes is from D.C.
You're right. Dominique Dawes is, I've been at an arena where she was introduced as part of the crowd, and she got a huge ovation. You're right about that. The gymnastics gold medalist.
DC's tricky. DC's tricky because you got to encompass probably 30 miles everywhere. And, you know, Adrian Dantley, who played at DeMatha, he was an animal. So, you know, it is what it is. But great show.
Thank you.
Oh.
PJ, great call all the way around. Oh, let's just go to Adrian in Maryland. Adrian, we forgot one. But again, this is tough, Adrian. Mount Olympus, Washington, D.C. Who do you have?
I just told EJ, Len Bias. I mean, I've been here for 25 years, came out of here from school. As far as baseball, Maggie, I'm an Expos fan, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And when the Nationals, when they moved the Nationals here, I was ecstatic. A lot of people here are, as you said, are Baltimore fans because they left. Just like some of my Ravens fans, when Baltimore left to go to Indianapolis and didn't have a team, they basically became the Colts fans. So, it's kind of the same way there.
Adrian, the fact that so Len Bias, who you're calling about for the Mount Olympus, right?
Yep.
Man, you're right. You're right, you're right. Because he's from Landover, right? So he's Maryland native, went to Maryland, obviously. And, you know, we remember Len for obviously his tragic death and the a career cut short. Len Bias is still a huge figure. Massive. But it's a what could have been.
Yeah, it feels a bit incomplete.
You also just as you said, PG County and that stuff in Baltimore is it's kind of a funny, I guess, geographical part. So I know, Maggie, you know where Columbia and stuff is, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Ellicott City. Anything south of that is really considered D.C. Anything south of that considered D.C. Anything outside south of Alexandria is considered D.C. So that's where everybody gets, I guess, their geographical mix-ups. I have a friend that lives in New York. He actually lives in Buffalo. He always calls me, yeah, you live in Baltimore. I don't live in Baltimore. I live like 20 minutes from D.C. Don't say I live in Baltimore. People that live in Baltimore don't want to be from D.C.
Yeah.
People from D.C. don't want to live in don't want to be considered from Baltimore.
Well, Adrian, just tell him that he lives in New York City. That'll make him irrationally angry.
Yeah, you can't do that either. Adrian, thank you for that. We did not put Len Bias. Now, that's a different type of, it's tough, right? Because Len Bias is a hometown hero, but, you know, it's he's more of a tale of what could have been.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
People, you know, he's one of those guys who people just talk in hushed tones about, like, oh my God, did you ever see him play? He was so incredible. I remember the day when he died. You guys probably weren't even born yet, but
I was not.
Yeah, it was massive because he was going to take that Celtics legacy to the next step. That's the other thing. He didn't get drafted by a DC team. He got drafted by Boston, famously. That the whole story is sad.
Incredibly. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Bogus, who's got headlines. You're welcome to keep calling about the Mount Olympus of Washington, D.C. sports gods.
Guys, this time tomorrow, we'll have some U.S. Open scores. The entire golf world wondering how mean Oakmont will be to golfers over the weekend. Short and sweet here from Scottie Scheffler.
I mean, this is probably the hardest golf course that we'll play maybe ever. Good times.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's supposed to rain this weekend, too. A 19-year-old Scheffler made his U.S. Open debut the last time the event was at Oakmont in the Pittsburgh area. That was 2016. Rory McIlroy missed that cut 9 years ago. He admitted yesterday he shot an 81 in a practice round last week.
This is kind of why I don't like the U.S. Open.
Well, they make it so hard on purpose.
Yeah, but I don't want to see that. I want to see the best golfers doing what they do best. I don't want to see you say, how do I make the best golfers look terrible? Like, I can shoot some of these numbers these guys are going to shoot on Friday and Thursday.
I know, but see, I don't mind it because not every major is like that, right? Like, the Masters is always the same. I know they change where the holes are and stuff, the pins, but it's always the same. Guys can go 11 under and stuff like that. The British Open, the Open Championship, is always challenging because the weather. And then I like that they make them work at the U.S. Open. The roughs are high, and I think it's cool. It's very distinctive.
I got to be honest. I don't totally understand the difference because everyone's playing the same course, and they have to make impossible shots. So that's what makes golfers great. Also, I feel like some of these courses, in his heyday, Tiger would just take advantage because he could hit it so far. I think like the cream rises to the top on a course like this to some extent. But I think what you're saying, EJ, is it's going to be some random guy who wins.
And to me, it just feels like it's like the guy who doesn't lose wins this.
But do you like watching football in the rain and snow?
I hate it.
Okay, at least you're consistent about it.
Yeah, I think rain football is like the worst football imaginable. Snow is in training for a quarter, and then it's really bad usually after that.
Like, got it.
I want to see the athletes perform at their best.
So just play in a simulator.
Play in a simulator. Yeah, do the Tiger Woods thing. Yeah, totally.
I want to see the British Open, a guy in one of those pot bunkers where it's like the most impossible shot ever. I want to see...
He's wearing a poncho?
Yeah, I want to see Bubba Watson trying to bend it between three trees. Like, you need interesting stuff. If it's just an easy course where they're just going up and down, no one's going to remember that.
Do you think Rogers is going to make an appearance because Oakmont is right in the Pittsburgh area? You got 3-day minicamp that started yesterday. We know his affinity for golf. Do you think he shows up on the broadcast or as a member of the crowd?
Sure. I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like the sports world's all focused on Pittsburgh right now.
He's all about that Tahoe tournament, though. He loves Tahoe golf, which is coming up not too far from now.
Does he show up in a Malibu?
Got to.
I saw that he's going to bring up
a Chevy dealership at this point. I'm sorry.
Bring his receivers to Malibu, too, right? Did you see that quote? Because it's so nice out there, he thinks they'll all come out. That'd be fun.
You could watch the dolphins all together.
Don't get good service there.
I was like actually wondering, like, he lives on the beach, right? So allegedly. Where are they actually going to throw a football? Because you could hurt yourself if you have a catch on the beach.
You could do like that stupid scene from the remake of Top Gun where they're playing football on the beach with two footballs for some ungodly reason.
Oh, now we're talking.
Well, why they... Like, this is the problem with remakes. You know... One of the greatest scenes in the history of young Maggie's life is watching half-naked Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer play beach volleyball.
Yeah, some jeans, no shirt.
Yeah, this made me want to brush my hair before I went to school, okay? Like, there's moments you remember.
Not a euphemism or something else?
No, it's like, wow, guys.
Okay.
Maybe I should brush my hair.
So what's your problem with the sequel?
Because they tried to remake it and they just made it stupid. Just go back to the beach volleyball or cut it.
My kids, who were 10 and 11 at the time, did not mind seeing a shirtless Glenn Powell play football. I think you have to understand that.
It's still doing that thing,
delivered.
Huh?
It delivered as it was supposed to. First of all, my daughter calls Miles Teller her third boyfriend behind Channing Tatum and somebody else.
That's good. Good to have a pecking order. You got Monday, Tuesday guy, then Wednesday, Thursday guy.
Yeah, it worked the same exact way for the young kids.
I'll tell you, that scene and then just the entire male cast of Beverly Hills 90210.
My name is Jeff.
The original Brianna Trump, or whatever her name is.
Tiana, whatever.
That's kind of weird, though, because they were... Yeah,
Luke Perry was...
Older men, though.
I didn't know
that. So
you
had a crush on a 39-year-old.
I didn't know Ian Ziering was actually 40 trying to be a high school person.
No, what's her name was the super old one.
Yeah.
Andrea.
No, I actually saw Adrian Brody give an interview... Adam Brody, sorry, from... The OC gave an interview, he was dispelling. He's like, they were in their 20s, they weren't in their 30s. Because as we move away from 90210, everyone pretends they were middle-aged people.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought they were really in high school, and I was in probably middle school and thought they were very cool.
Yeah. Guess how old Adam Brody, I think that's his name, was when he shot the OC. He played a sophomore in high school. 23.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's illegal. Like that. Bogue, sorry, we had to cut that short. We will get back to headlines in just a moment. Chris Russell from 980 The Team in Washington, D.C. is going to join us next to tell us what we got right and what we got wrong about our Mount Olympus, the sports gods of our nation's capital.
My name is Jeff.
Honoring Washington, D.C. today, the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff Project continues. Our nation's capital is front and center, Pearl, the four sports gods from Washington, D.C. And we welcome in Chris Russell from 980, the team in Washington, 980 WTOP. We got some famous radio stations in Washington, D.C. that belong on some kind of media god list. But anyway, Chris, thank you so much for doing this. How are you?
Of course, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Okay, so Washington, D.C., we'll just quickly give you our Mount Rushmores, and you can tell us, excuse me, our Mount Olympuses, and I'll tell you what we got right and got wrong. I went with John Thompson and Joe Gibbs. I also went with Alexander Ovechkin and Daryl Green. Perloff?
I also went with Ovechkin, John Riggins, Wes Unseld, and, of course, Walter Big Train Johnson.
All right, Chris, what do we get right? What do we get wrong?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I mean, it's hard to argue with really any of those. I've got to limit this to four. You're killing me here. I worked with Coach Thompson, so of course I have reverence for him. You know, he was a big part of building the Team 980 under some different branding. So I got to work with him and of course, have tremendous respect and admiration. I mean, Walter Johnson, I've heard all sorts of stories about, but I can't tell you guys that I know anything other than what the record books tell me. So the one name that's not on that list, unless I missed it from either one of you two, that I would probably say, yeah, you kind of have to, is Ryan Zimmerman. For the Nationals.
It's been brought up, but we did not have him.
Yeah, ultimately winning a world championship here. And, I mean, you can make arguments about Max Scherzer and maybe Anthony Rendon, but forget about all that. Ryan Zimmerman is commonly known as Mr. National, and he was the first franchise's draft pick. He obviously was a stud for his entire career. Of course, beat up a little bit late in his career, but winning that 2019 World Series was the ultimate icing on the cake. So that would be the one name that I would think Okay. But I mean, I love Joe Gibbs, Darryl Green, Alex Ovechkin, of course. I've covered his entire career. You guys are dead on about all of that.
Chris, what's the balance of power in Washington between all the sports? Is it football one and then a cliff? Or have, you know, the Capitals and the Nationals and others, and even soccer, have they caught up?
Oh, it's still a very much an NFL football and Commanders town. You know, I would say this, Andrew, I don't know, you break it down 80% maybe in terms of the pie. If you're dividing it into a pie, maybe it's higher than that.
Wow.
The Capitals have made a lot of gains over the last, let's call it 17 or so years of the Ovechkin era, winning the Stanley Cup in 2018, so on and so forth. But, I mean, it is a smaller slice of the pie. There is no denying that. The Nationals, because they have now hit the toilets over the last 5 years since winning that World Series, lost a lot of their momentum. And some of that was caused, quite honestly, by COVID and not being able to properly celebrate their championship in 2019. And then by the time fans were allowed back in, it was, they were a bad team. And you mentioned soccer. I mean, look, the Washington Spirit have been in a championship game and have won a championship game three years ago. So they are pretty darn popular. They draw, they just drew 17-5 at Audi Field, which is only about 18 and change for soccer, if I remember correctly, on Sunday in a driving rainstorm. So they are pretty popular. DC United once used to be, but not really anymore.
We're talking to Chris Russell, the Team 980, Washington, D.C. We're doing our Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff, the four sports gods from every great city in this country today, our nation's capital. And we're also saying, Chris, that D.C. might lead our, lead the country in so close to the Mount Olympus, right? Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, guys who could have been on the Mount Olympus,
yeah,
but obviously end up leaving. Washington football, which you said is between Washington football and the White House. I mean, those are two biggest beats you can have in Washington,
yeah,
D.C., but Dan Snyder just slowly leaked all the dignity out of that franchise until now it's getting it back. Let's speed this up to present day because we just got a couple minutes with you. What's the latest,
yep,
with Terry McLaurin? How nervous are Commanders fans that this could go poorly, or what's the state of the Commanders right now?
Yeah, I don't get the sense that fans are worried, but they should be a little bit worried, a little bit concerned. I think this week is different than last week. Training camp will be different than this week, the mandatory mini camp and all that. Terry, I've covered him his entire career. He's a great dude. He's not one of these spoiled punk, kids that just think the world revolves around them. But he wants to be fairly paid, and fairly paid, in my opinion, is about $32-ish million a year, give or take. Somewhere in the A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf market, one makes 32, one makes 33 in that market. So that's where I think Terry probably belongs. That's where he's what he's probably asking for. I do think this is a more complex negotiation than others feel it is. It could be about a 4-year extension. It could be only a 3-year extension. We don't really know. They could rip up this final 1 year existing because of his age, and that's what's problematic here. But they need Terry McLaurin, not only for the captain, the leader, the kind of person he is, but as you guys remember, Jaden Daniels and him, they hooked up big time. 13 touchdowns in the regular season, 3 more in the 3 playoff games, so 16 in 20 games. They are nothing without Terry McLaurin.
Chris, if Jaden Daniels does not win a Super Bowl within his rookie salary deal, within 5 years,
mm-hmm,
would that be slightly disappointing? What is the expectation level for the quarterback?
It's so funny you ask this because I did a similar topic to this yesterday, and I'll bounce this off of you guys. I said, if his first 7 years, which is Lamar Jackson's window right now, 7 years, no Super Bowl appearances, but two MVPs or something similar to that, similar statistics, would it be disappointing? And a lot of people said, yeah, would be kind of disappointing. So to use your window, Andrew, the 5 years, right? I mean, and I don't expect it to go 5 years before they extend him. I think it would be a little bit disappointing if they don't get to a Super Bowl. Winning a Super Bowl is a different level, but I think it would be a little bit disappointing, especially considering they made the NFC Championship by surprise in year one. Ultimately, look, whether it's fair or unfair, we all know, right? We in this business and fans judge things by what you do in championship moments. And ultimately, you know, regular season success is great and MVPs are awesome, but you've got to win in January and February in the NFL. You've got to win in the playoffs, and that's just the bottom line. And a guy like Lamar Jackson and even Josh Allen haven't won enough, I would think, for their respective fan bases to consider them elite, whereas Jaden Daniels only through 1 year obviously made it one step away from the Super Bowl. As long as they don't regress significantly, I think he's on that path to eclipsing those guys.
Amazing. Jaden Daniels, 2-1 already in the postseason, yeah, where Lamar Jackson's postseason record 3-5. Chris, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. The Team 980 lending your expertise to our Mount Olympus project, the four sports gods from Washington. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. All right, here we go.
That was good.
We got a lot of praise on that one, which is nice.
Yeah, he didn't laugh at Walter Big Train Johnson. He said he had heard stories. Legendary.
I was going to say, they're what, like a Morse code?
Dude, pitched that for 20 years.
All right, we got lots more to do, including a big what if for you from the world of sports. Don't move. We'll bring it to you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.